If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is Knicks Central here today on the show. The rest of the day, WFAN, everybody fired up about the team. 3-1 lead over the Celtics. 1 win away from an Eastern Conference Finals appearance. It has been over 2 decades since we have seen that with the New York Knicks. The city is abuzz. We are getting some more NFL schedule stuff on a morning like this. It's not as exciting, but we do have our first official, and this is something that was out there and rumored and yada, 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 our first official Jets game that has been out there as the NFL has released all the international games. So if you're planning on going to London to see the Jets, last year everything changed when the Jets went to London. Remember that?
There are a few reasons for that game ended up in Rob Saleh's firing, yes?
Yeah. So they will be playing the Denver Broncos on Sunday, October 12th at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Broncos and Jets. And also, one interesting tidbit here for my football team. For the first time in the history of the NFL, since they've been doing international games, a football team will be playing back-to-back international games.
Now, 7 international games this year, the most ever in the history of the NFL, and your Vikings are a part of 2 of them.
In back-to-back weeks. So they're playing the Steelers in Dublin on Sunday, September 28th, and then they go to London to play the Browns the next week. And I don't believe that they're going to come home in between. No. I think that they stay out there the entire time. So Dublin against the Steelers, and then the Browns in London the week after that. The other international games, we don't know who the Chargers are playing in Sao Paulo just yet, but that's going to be announced tomorrow. You have Sunday, October 19th, the Rams and the Jaguars out in London.
I wonder if they're going to send Patrick Mahomes down there.
To Brazil?
In Brazil.
That's a rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the rumor. You also have the Falcons and the Colts in Berlin. Oof. No thank you. And in Madrid, you've got the Commanders and the Dolphins.
That'd be interesting.
Could be in Madrid. So there you go. It's more drips and drabs of the NFL schedule leak out over the next couple of days. And Wednesday night, we'll have the entire Jets and Giants schedule. We can chew on at some point on Thursday, which is mostly going to be talking about Knicks game 5.
Exactly. Yeah. I do think that the Jets do have the Steelers on their schedule. And by the way, the 49ers have the easiest strength of schedule. I think the Jets are either fifth or sixth
on that list.
Okay.
And I think if Justin Fields has a chance to go against his former team, the Steelers, I'm trying to think if that I think that game's in Pittsburgh, I believe.
Okay. I think, actually, I don't know. I'm not sure. I've looked more at the Giants' opponents than I've looked at the Jets' opponents at this point.
Yes.
Let's go to Bob and Comac. What's going on, Bob?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, all right, Bobby, what's happening, brother?
Listen, Gio, I'm on your bandwagon, you know, as a fan, you know, definitely looking very positive and forward, especially after last year. All we talked about was injuries. And I just want to leave you with this little tidbit. If we play Indiana, we do have home court advantage. Mm-hmm. And if Denver beats Thunder, we have home court advantage for the finals. So things are lining up right. I'm not touching the money, Boomer. I'm just looking at facts going forward. But if there was ever a season with injuries and schedule and things like that where things are lined up for us to get to the promised land, I think this is the season.
As we sit here this morning, I would agree with you.
That it feels that way.
As I sit here this morning, because of last night's victory and how significant it was, even with Jason Tatum on the court, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's interesting, as Jerry brought up, the chance that, if let's just have some fun while we're doing it, the chance that the Knicks could play the Timberwolves in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I can't even believe we're talking about that or even bringing that up right now.
Well, bringing it up because you got a 3-1 lead with the Knicks in their series and a 3-1 lead with the Timberwolves in their series. And the two teams had a massive trade in the offseason and were as close as we've ever been to something like that. That would be just nuts.
Please just focus in on game 5, please.
I mean, I got all day to think about this. Please. I can't just be thinking about game 5. I mean, if I was a coach, I would. But and for me, I got all day. Let's go to Glenn in Park Slope. What's going on, Glenn?
Go, Nick! Go, Nick!
Yeah,
good morning,
man.
Fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Glenn. What's happening?
I don't want to jump on that superstitious bandwagon, but the whole Fat Joe thing is strange because I went to last year's playoffs, Game 5, and the Sixers, and he had a car. His car, they gave him a spot outside the garden. They gave like some of these celebrities like spots for their cars and their drivers. And, you know, we were winning that game, and then they put his face, you know, they go around Jumbotron, and his face came on, and that was like halftime. But that game, Maxey hit that crazy 3-pointer that sent the game into OT, and the Knicks lost that game in OT and had to go and finish it off in Philly. So I hate to say this, but yeah, man, I don't believe it, but he's got bad mojo. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of those things. Listen, Glenn, I'm with you. I'm not a big fan of mystical things either, but when it stacks up this much, whether you believe it or not, just keep him away. You know, just keep him away. There's no point of him being there.
I have to say, if Fat Joe is anything like me and you recognize like self-awareness and you have an understanding of what goes on when you're around, you can't try to keep yourself out of things. So I went to 2 Ranger games this year, kind of early in the season, you know, and I was looking forward to going to about 20, 25 games like I normally would.
Yeah.
And the 2 games I went to, one was Buffalo at home, and I think we lost either 6 or 7-1. I left in the middle of the second period. I was so disgusted.
That's right. I remember this.
And then I went to the Rangers versus Kings, and right. I think the Kings won 5-0. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to another game. I can't. Wow. I can't do this. I can't sit here and watch this dreck on the ice. And I felt like I had, it was me.
You had something to do with it?
I don't know what it is.
Hmm. Yeah, I
was supposed to take my rash to a game. I'll take him to a game next year.
Oh, okay.
But I never really got around to it just simply because the 2 games I went to, they were so pathetic and so out of sorts that I just didn't want to go back into that building again and be a part of that. So I hope.
So did he understand that, Morash? Did he understand that?
I never really got into it with him. I just told him, I said, I'll get you to a game. I owe you a game. You did your thing. You
got donuts shot at you, the whole thing.
He got, you know, as a part of the tap room.
Yeah, but this was all prior to that.
I know this was
all the donut thing.
But I feel like I'm closer to him now.
Do you?
Yeah, just simply because we did this whole bike thing together, and I was so proud of him.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like a
proud papa when I see the young kids around here grow up in front of my eyes.
He's not that young.
You can't just go around, you know, life being fat and stupid. I mean, you're a father.
Yeah, sure.
And that kid's growing up.
I don't know about that. I don't know if he's growing up. He did a nice thing.
I mean, we saw Pat Boyle. Pat Boyle's growing up right before our eyes.
Another one, I'm not so sure, with the tank tops and the shorts and the whole thing, and he was donating sperm himself. I mean,
well, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing for those people that are trying to have families. Yes, indeed.
If you want to have a kid like Pat Boyle.
Yeah, he's definitely, yeah. And you should. I mean, Pat Boyle, athletic build, drive, seems intelligent enough.
Take a look at him and, you know, the next generation of talent around here, the Tommy Lugauers of the world.
Yeah, those guys are older now, though. Like, they're older.
That's what I'm saying. I've watched them grow up. They're kind of like you.
Yeah.
I've watched you grow up.
I mean, like, Evan's a year younger than me, believe it or not.
Which is amazing.
He's been doing shows since, like, 1998.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brian in Point Pleasant. What's going on, Brian?
How's it going, guys? So, I had to call in because I heard Boomer talking about, you know, going to the Rangers games when they lost. And I know that feeling because I was a New York Jets season ticket holder for the last 3 years. And when I tell you the sinking, miserable feeling, not even watching Rodgers tear his Achilles, you can take that out, but it was a Thursday night football game as I'm sitting in the rain watching Chris Streveler throw passes against the Jacksonville Jaguars because Zach Wilson was so bad that I sat there, besides contemplating life and, you know, my father bringing me up to be a Jets fan and wondering if he really just hated me the whole time. It was more, is it me? Like, do the Jets stink so bad because I decided to buy season tickets? Am I just that big of a mush? and then sitting there at 9/11, me and my friends, we upped our season tickets because we got Rodgers. When Shiver, that video of him throwing the ball at Shivers came out, we were the most excited people in the world. Our group chat, the picture is us FaceTiming the second we got Rodgers. And then sitting there watching him tear his Achilles on the fourth play or whatever it was. Again, is it me? Should I just never attend the Jets game again? And because I canceled my ticket this year, you can book the Jets finally making the playoffs in the 14 years. Because I know that sinking feeling. And yes, the Jets stink. I think I might have been the problem the whole time. So, Boomer, I understand it. Yeah. Let's go, Nick. That unfortunately, though, take the Celtics in Game 5 because I'm going to Boston for Game 5. And there's no way that the Knicks could win with me being present.
What's your record with the Knicks, though? Is it as bad with the Knicks as it is the Jets?
No, it's not even close because the Garden is such a haul from where I live. I haven't been to a Knicks game in years.
Oh, no.
Exactly. We might have Brunson and Hart collide tomorrow night.
No, Brian. No, come on. Don't put that out.
You know, Brian, you got to have some awareness. I think he does have awareness in regards to the Jets, just like I did with in regards to the Rangers this year. But, you know, this is why hopefully Fat Joe has the same self-awareness and gets it.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time in my life for sure that I thought that I had an impact on the games when I was younger, going to Mets games. I had to wear the same outfit, same hat. I had a rally towel in my pocket. I had to be, everything was perfect. If I had left one of those things home and they lost, I would blame myself. It was crazy. And then I freed myself of that mental prison.
How old are you when this was going on?
18. Yeah.
All right. You know, if you're north of 20 and you're doing that stuff, you need a slap in the head.
Yeah, it was the 2000 season. I was 18.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, that would happen all the time. And then you get over that, you feel so much better about it. And I actually, in talking to Carlos Mendoza at that event we did over the winter, we started talking about superstitions and stuff, and he is a massive superstition guy, massive. So much so that if they're on a winning streak, he will take the same route to the game that he took when they won the previous day, even if there's more traffic. Oh. He will not follow Waze or Google Maps. He will take the same exact route. If there's a jackknife tractor trailer or an accident, he'll sit through it and go the same way to the game because they're on a winning streak.
I figured out, by the way, where the biggest level of douchebaggery is on the local streets around here.
Oh, wow.
Local highways.
Interesting.
And for me, the biggest level of douchebaggery from other unqualified, unrelenting idiots is where the Grand Central Parkway meets the LIE. And you got to get off the Grand Central to get on the LIE to come into the city.
Sure.
That the level of douchebaggery that goes on there is just, it's insane. And it's got to be the worst there than anywhere else.
You're talking about the merge right, where like there's people coming from, you're going off the Grand Central to go LIE West, right?
Yes. And yeah, there's people that are in the third lane that if you keep going straight, you're going to Citi Field, you're going to LaGuardia. Yes.
Right.
But then they jump all the way to the front of the line and they try to weasel their way in.
Sure.
So then everybody who's in line basically gets stuck. And then there's jackasses coming down the right-hand side in the shoulder and they're trying to get themselves in. And, you know, basically it's
a free for all.
It is a free for all. And it is the biggest level of douchebaggery that I've seen in the greater New York area. Now, there are other places that you run into something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, here in this particular situation, it's got to be the worst. And if people are sitting in this traffic right now, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
What about Cross Island LIE East, when you're going Cross Island to the LIE East?
That's another one because, yeah, you got people that jump all the way up in front of the line.
I tell you, though, the one thing I will say about that is I feel like people get in that line way too soon. And the thing goes all the way back.
It does. I know. How many times have you jumped in the front of it?
Not all the way in the front. I'll go up like halfway and get in. I can't go all the way to the front. You feel like a jerk. But if you go halfway up and then you get a little in, you go in halfway. There's no point in starting that line all the way back there.
I know, I would say that is the second worst.
Okay.
But this Grand Central to the LIE is absolutely the worst. Absolutely the worst.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, I'm not going to argue about which is the worst or which is the best interchange around here. All I know is that damn interchange in the Garden, Grand Central and the LIE is the worst for me. Yeah. I know you and the Grand Central.
Cross Island.
The Cross Island and the Grand Central,
Cross
right?
Cross Island and the LIE, yeah. That's,
what about the Grand Central and the Cross Island? That's another bad one.
Yeah, I don't experience that one as much.
The other one that every now and again I'll experience, you're on the BQE and you're coming and you get off at Tillery Street, so that's the Manhattan Bridge.
Yeah.
So there are a number of people that like to ride on the shoulder all the way and just cut everybody. So I just stick my truck halfway into the shoulder, and this way nobody can get around me.
It's amazing. The stuff we do, the stuff we deal with in those cars. You know, it's become an amazingly dangerous time of morning in a place is right before the congestion pricing switches over from $2.25 to $9. People trying to get in on the Williamsburg Bridge that way. So if people aren't familiar, the bridge splits into two different lanes. Now, these two different lanes are supposed to be two lanes apiece.
They're about 8 feet wide.
But they're very narrow.
Yeah, they're not 10 feet wide. They're 8 feet wide.
Yeah, exactly. So you get these box trucks. You get these food trucks, these, you know, falafel trucks that are dragging stuff. And then you get these people that the time is ticking, right?
Yes.
So they're cutting them off. And I'm stuck in the middle. I want to beat it too, you know? It's essentially turned into real life Mario Kart at that point. I'm like hitting mushrooms and stuff. I'm like, there's Bowser. I mean, it is crazy. And then you get through, it's like people are flying just to save the 675.
It's something else to deal with when it comes to congestion pricing.
No one thought about that part of it. Like, people going crazy to get in.
Well, it's got
to
be the Brooklyn Bridge and it's got to be the Manhattan Bridge too.
I'm sure. Yeah, but that area
coming through the tunnels,
the skinny lanes there. That's when it gets bad. And you get one of these trucks. And if you can find a truck that'll decide to put its flashers on, because just to let you know it's going to go slow through that area, I'm like, son. I want to go over and take 675 from that guy. Like, here's the reason I'm late.
It's not the worst than making a right turn in Soho trying to get to the Williamsburg Bridge and then seeing one of those big box trucks go make a right turn in front of you or come across the intersection.
You're
like, oh my God, I got to get behind that damn truck now.
Terrible.
And is he going to be double parked, or is the UPS truck going to be double parked, or is the FedEx truck going to be double parked, or is the beverage delivery truck going to be double parked?
Yeah. You know what? The last one. Terrible one.
Yes.
You're going up. Kenmare? No.
Delancey.
Prince Street, when you make it, you're coming up through all the lights and everything.
Uh-huh.
And you go through one of the lights, and there'll be a garbage truck view. Like, it'll make a left turn. It'll be coming up this way. Make a left turn, get in front of you, and then you get stuck in between the two lights. There's somebody behind you, and the garbage truck's in front of you, and now you got to sit there. You got no way out. You got to sit there and wait for them to throw the garbage in, and you can't back up. You can't go forward, and it's too big to
go
around.
You don't want to be disrespectful.
No, I love the sanitation guys.
Yeah, of course.
Love the sanitation. It's not their fault. I'm just saying, in that instance where you get the bad luck there, you can't back up, you can't go forward, you can't get around them, and then you're just like, all right, got to wait it out.
It is amazing that those guys have to deal with the restaurants in the street now.
Oh, God.
Restaurants back in the street again. I don't know how those guys actually drive those trucks without taking out those restaurants.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Garbage!
Yeah! all right, Jerry, what's going on with you, man?
Well, nothing garbage about your Knicks. They are winners. They beat the Celtics 121-113. Here was Jalen Brunson. He knows after, you know, Saturday's game was lousy, this was a nice bounce back.
That's a tough team over there, and obviously we want to get out to better starts. But they got experience. They're defending champs for a reason. So a lot of credit to what they do. I'm just happy how we fought.
And they fought the entire night. They were down 14, really outscored at a number on Boston in the second half. Here was Tom Thibodeau on his leader, who had 39 points and 12 assists in Brunson.
Just the way he's wired, a lot of poise under pressure. His confidence, I think, is always super high just because of
the way he prepares and the way he works. So no moment is too big for him.
And how about OG Anunoby? What changed in the second half?
Yeah, they just asked that. It was great. We played hard. We got stops. Ran on transition and scored.
I actually saw a clip, too, of him where they were asking about a dunk. Like, you know, how about that dunk? He's like, yeah, what about it? Well, how was it? He's like, it was pretty good. Like, he is
man of
he
few seems, words.
Yes, a man of few words for sure. Then, of course, you have the, if you're a Celtic fan, you certainly held your breath because you saw this happen late.
Tatum for Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown dropped it. Picked off by Anunoby. He will go the distance. Two-hand slam. And Tatum is hurt. Tatum is hurt. Tatum is still down. He is screaming for a timeout. And in a New York minute, everything has changed.
It sure has, as the Knicks have this 3-1 lead, and Tatum is down, and who knows, could be out for a long time. He could go into next season. He could be back tomorrow. Doesn't look like it, but certainly was bad. Here was Derek White. He got out to a hot start. He says, tough break for us for sure.
So you hate to see him go down, and like we just know the type of guy he is, and it's tough to see him go down, but obviously right now it's pretty low because of the game, and we just got to find a way to win game five.
And so, which the Knicks will do tomorrow night.
I know they're playing in Boston in game five, but if they win, you want me to pick you up and drive in? We'll do some looting after the game.
No, we're not doing that.
I could drop the car off in the garage here. They could Uber up there. We could light some stuff on fire.
Either that or I could throw like a garbage can through a window or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe just a couple things.
We don't do that.
Just a little bit of looting. Just a little bit to be able to celebrate.
The light poles.
Not here.
No.
Not usually, no. So I do come with a little bit of information, which I figured you guys would like to know. So June 5th would be game one of the NBA Finals. It looks like game two, June 8th. 3 and 4 is June 11th and June 13th. If necessary, you want to set your calendars for games 5, 6, and 7, June 16th, 19th, and 22. Now, here's the thing. Knicks had 51 wins. So if we're talking about a home court advantage, if they face Oklahoma City, they would start on the road. But here's the good news. If you get Minnesota, Denver, or Golden State, home team.
Yeah, what was it? Game 5 is June 16th, Jerry.
That would be game 5. That is correct. Yeah. So, and that, you know, could be here. It'll depend on who you're playing in the finals.
Damn. Yeah.
Now, if you're here, and I didn't realize this. When did they change to the 2-2-1-1-1 for the finals? I always thought it was 2-3-2. I was looking
They're
into
They're doing 1-1-1 again?
That's from what I just read on the NBA website, unless I read it wrong, which is always possible. It looks like 2-2-1-1-1. So, if the Knicks don't play Oklahoma City in the finals, and you get one of those other three teams, they'll be here.
Okay, nice. I'm planning on having to cancel something on June 17th, unfortunately.
So you may want to get that into your calendar, Boomer. Yeah. I know you're a planner. You like to get things in. So there are the dates for you. Now, one of the teams you might play be the T-Wolves. They beat the Warriors 117-110. Julius Randle. It's going to be very cool when you guys get to see Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo again. Randle had 31-30 for Anthony Edwards. This was Edwards on Randle, who's just been a different player.
I think when he came back from injury, man, it was just like, it was like a whole different person. Yeah, pretty much. I don't even really know what else to say. It just, when he came back from injury for that Phoenix game, it was like, oh yeah, we might be on to something. So, yeah, I think that was a turning point.
Well, they're on to something. They both were 11 of 21 shooting, and Edwards hit 6 threes on the night for a 3-1 series lead. Tonight, the Pacers in Cleveland, they're just wasting their time because even if they move on, they'll be dismissed by the Knicks in 4 straight. Game 5
tonight. It'll be more than 4.
Maybe 5. You give them one game. And the Thunder host the Nuggets. That series tied at 2-2. The Mavericks won the NBA draft lottery. San Antonio picked second. Sixers get third. I know you guys didn't watch this, but watching it was something happened, and they're like, well, that knocks the Sixers out of the top four. Then two picks later, or two envelopes later, oh, no, the Sixers are back in. And they wound up the third overall pick.
One of the dumbest things ever. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, a lot of different restrictions and rules.
And it's for the first time since they changed the lottery. In 2019, the team with the worst record has not been number one. Yep. And I think for the third straight year, they picked fifth.
And how about 2 years in a row? The Hawks had a less than 2% chance last year, and the Mavericks had a less than 2% chance this year. So there you have it.
They so got stop tanking. It's working, right? The whole stop tanking thing seems to be working.
No doubt. And the NFL did announce the Jets play the Broncos in London on October 12th. Did you see this already?
Yeah.
You saw your Vikings? Or
yeah.
Back? Okay.
First team ever back-to-back different countries. So I had to make sure that I corrected that. The Jaguars did play back-to-back games in London, But the Vikings would be the first team ever in back-to-back international games in different countries.
Ireland and London?
Yes. Dublin against the Steelers.
I mean, it's all
and then London
Great
against the... But it's two different that's countries. True. That's what they're saying. They Schefter put it out there. Schefter
that
said
is a
two
fact.
Different countries. And so I
it is, I know. It's like, but it's like 10 miles away.
Nah, it's more than that.
No, that's two separate islands.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, are they going to stay in Ireland or are they going to go down to England?
What, after the first game?
Yeah.
I think they go down to England.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, of course, that's what you would do.
It'd be like going Minnesota to Green Bay.
And well, you except would, there's a body of water there in between them.
You would also think the Vikings will have the advantage in that second game, used to the time change, being overseas.
They're also playing the Browns in the second game, so okay. They could be completely hungover and probably win by 40.
I suppose that's possible.
You think Shedeur Sanders is starting by then?
No, I do not. I don't think we're going to see him in a game unless there's massive injuries.
Hmm. All right. Yankees,
and the Steelers are going to stink, too, by the way, if Aaron Rodgers will join that team. And
still
even
no
if they,
who's on him.
And even if he does, they still may stink. So I'm counting those two wins right now. Since we're counting our chickens right now, I'm counting those two Vikings
counting
wins.
Chickens. Yankees beat the Mariners 11-5. Two home runs for Trent Grisham. Austin Wells a three-run homer. Anthony Volpe homered. But you also had the injury to Oswaldo Cabrera at home plate on the Aaron Judge sack fly late in the game. Here was Judge seeing that.
Oh, that's terrible. You know, especially how much Cabrera means to this team. You know, for him to get hurt on a play like that where, you know, it speaks volumes of what type of guy he is. You know, it's a game where, you know, he got a little bit of a lead and he's still, you know, fighting till the very last out.
Well, he did, and the Yankees did win the game, but it certainly seems like he will be lost for a while as he was taken off the game and out of the stadium in an ambulance, and hopefully he's okay. I'm sure we'll get more on him later today like we will on Jason Tatum. Tonight you've got Max Fried facing Brian Wu on The Fan at 9:40 with coverage at 9 p.m. The Yankees have moved 7 games over 500 now at 24-17. As for the Mets, they moved 12 games over 500 with a win over the Pirates late.
The 3-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, right center field, should be deep enough. Lindor tagging at third. Reynolds makes the catch. Here comes Lindor. The Hail Mary throw, not nearly in time. Put it in the books. The New York Mets, in kind of an excruciating game, win the opener of this three-game series from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
They're very good at doing that, of taking the series opener in a lot of these, and they do it last night, 4-3 over Pittsburgh. That was Pete Alonso with the game-winning sac fly and RBI. Francisco Lindor reaching on an error in the ninth, scored on the Alonso sac fly. Lindor had a little issue in the top of the ninth with help, which helped Pittsburgh tie the game, but all is good as the Mets do get the victory. Along the way, we heard the story of Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who did homer, as he is a distant relative to Ralph Kiner. Kiner's son Scott was there. He wrote a book, I think, about his dad or about his life in baseball. I'm not sure. But he did go on SNY with Steve Gelbs in one of the innings, and he was asking about what kind of dad that Ralph was to Scott.
Ralph, as the father, the type of person that the public didn't know.
Well, I would say that I'm in the lucky sperm club because my dad is such probably one of the greatest ambassadors of baseball that's ever lived.
How about that?
Lucky Sperm Club, brought to you by California Cryo Bank.
Yes.
Go to spermbank.com.
I'd love to know what Gelb's face looked like. as that's happening.
Yeah, this means absolutely nothing, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. So CBS Sports does like a projection of playoffs and division winners throughout the entire year. So there are three divisions in each league, correct? So in every one of the divisions but one.
Are we on baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we're talking baseball, right?
Right.
The current leader in the division is the one that's favored to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the NL East, for whatever reason. They still have the Phillies.
No kidding.
As a better chance to win the division than the Mets. And for whatever reason, that's pissing me off. Why? They beat the Phillies in the playoffs last year. They beat them in the regular season this year. They got a better record.
Yeah.
Why are you stupid projections got the Phillies still winning the division? Meanwhile, the Cubs, you know, the Cardinals have won 9 straight. They got the Cubs winning the division 82%. And the Cardinals are only a game back.
Hmm.
And the Mets are 2.5 up. And they got the Phillies 50% to win the division. The Mets 43. I know it means nothing, but it's. I look at it every day, and it pisses me off.
And it never changes. So maybe the Mets use that for fuel for their fire.
Yeah, I don't know if they're
going to chip on the shoulder.
Maybe dumb stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why you worry about that.
Neither do I. I got to be honest.
You know
with
why? Because your Met fandom is activated. That's why.
I hate the Phillies, is what it is, and they feel like the Mets finally have the Phillies number for the first time in a long time, mm-hmm. and they're still
just beat them on the field. Don't worry about the print.
You know what, Jerry? You're right. You're right about that. I will do that. What do you got for moment of the day?
Kodai Senga, Mitch Keller tonight. Moment of the day. So yesterday, Boomer was critical of Dave Sims missing the Yankees weekend series in Sacramento. And that showed itself again this morning when a caller was referencing his signature call, or lack thereof, more recently.
I listen to the Yankee games on the radio a lot, driving into work on the overnight and stuff like that. And the hay nows have cut down tremendously since you guys spoke about it.
Yeah, he's also cut down actually doing games, too.
A lot of cutting back for Dave.
A lot of cutbacks.
Funny. I'm surprised he didn't call you. I thought he'd call you. He seems like one of those guys. They would call you, try to, you know, straighten this thing out. Let me see what Boomer thinks about it.
What out? I mean, like, 99%. Look, as I said yesterday, love the guy. Couldn't have been happier for him to get the job. It's 40 games in. Took a weekend off. So he can go and enjoy Seattle.
Yeah, where he lived for like 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look. You got all off season.
Aye, hey.
Penis!
There you go. The magic button from Eddie. The old penis fake AI drop.
Yeah,
from AI. Weeks ago.
AI Dave Sims with the penis drop is your moment of the day this morning.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, I just got invited by our friend John Ledecky to something. And I'm going to do an Al Dukes. I'm not going.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Islanders draft party. You know, since they got the number one overall pick, they got a fan fest barbecue with all the players, the state of hockey forum with the Isles management, access to open practices.
Who is Isles management right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Yeah, John Ledecky was very nice to invite me to this. But John, thanks, but no thanks.
When is it again? What's the day of the draft?
June 27th.
Okay, June 27th.
But it's going to be over there at UBS Arena, and be a nice night for Islander fans as they have the number one overall pick, and they'll probably pick this kid Schaefer, a defenseman. Mm. I know everybody wants this kid Hagans from Boston College, who's a local kid from
Hop Hog. Yeah.
But everybody that I've read about and that I've seen has this kid Schaefer, who's a defenseman, as the second coming, or maybe, I don't know.
Second coming
of Cal McCarr.
Oh, okay.
But who knows? That kid's 17 years old. Mm. He's 6'2" and 190 pounds at 17.
Wow.
So, I mean, look, there's got to be a lot of good young players at the top of this draft, but the Islanders, you know, got lucky, just like the Mavericks got lucky last night. And they're going to get Cooper Flagg, which is going to be unbelievable for them and their fan base.
I know. I mean, think about the 1-point-something% chance and that Nico Harrison has been roasted, and then he gets that first pick. It would be interesting if any one of the top three teams, those top three players, the two Rutgers guys and Cooper Flagg, have been highly sought after for a long time, if one of those teams tries a package around that pick to go and get Giannis. That's going to be...
I mean, Cooper Flagg is a can't-miss first overall pick. You cannot not take him.
Eh.
I mean, he's not going to turn into the fat Luka.
You never know.
I'm telling you.
You never know.
No, this kid is a good kid. He's a great kid.
You sign for Luka's career up at this point.
I think the other two kids are great, too. And I think if you're young, I mean, I could see Philadelphia maybe trading one of their teams.
I said top three.
Could they put Giannis and, I guess, what's his name? Is done, isn't he?
Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look good with his knees. I mean, I'm sure he'll try to give it a shot. I mean, I don't think he's retiring, but it doesn't look good. Probably won't be the same.
Could you put Giannis and Joel Embiid together?
Sure, why not? I mean, hell, you put mayo on bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches.
I do.
You can do anything you want, right? Did you see...
No, my latest greatest thing is that sourdough baguette from Citarella.
Yeah.
And take an avocado, open it up, spread it out, and then put an egg on top of that.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to toast the bread.
Ooh. Yeah, big avocado egg guy, for sure. It's my thing.
All right.
All the time.
What you're asking me, did I see what? Did I see Hideki Matsuyama
practicing
in the rain yesterday, putting on a wet green?
No.
What was he doing?
I don't know. He's
I never
grinding.
Know what he's doing.
He's grinding is what he's doing.
But why would you putt on a wet green, soaking wet green that has about 2 inches of water on it?
He's just getting a feel. He's out there. He's doing what he's got to do. He's got to go. It's a routine thing.
Is it a message thing?
Yeah. It's like, listen, I want it more than you do. You're in there, you're nice and dry, and you're hanging out. I'm out here, I'm grinding. I think that does strike fear into his competition. But no, it's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is that there's more Bill Belichick interviews coming up.
There are, okay.
Yeah, so tomorrow, he's going on ESPN. Oh, it's today? Today's ESPN, tomorrow's Michael Strahan?
Friday, Michael Strahan.
Okay, all right, so today is ESPN. And who's interviewing him on ESPN?
Whoever's hosting SportsCenter at 2 p.m., but it looks like an around the college football type of show they're doing, or they're going to different camps. So who knows, stay
away from that.
Nobody's going to I can't imagine Michael Strahan is going to disrespect Bill Belichick and go outside the realm of what the interview is supposed to be.
Well,
Michael Strahan's a former NFL football player.
I understand, but why would you accept the interview?
Giants are both, you know.
Why would you accept the interview then? Why would you say, if you're Good Morning America and Michael Strahan, why would you say yes to the interview? No one cares about him coaching North Carolina right now. They're caring about his girlfriend torpedoing the program.
I just don't see how they're going to be able to.
Did you think that CBS Sunday Morning disrespected him?
I don't think they disrespected him, but I don't think Tony DeCoppo has the relationship that Michael Strahan has with Bill Belichick. I think that's a soft landing spot. You know,
hey, listen, he beat him in the Super Bowl 2007, Michael Strahan.
He did.
Maybe he'll beat him again.
Giant history. You know, Michael's a Hall of Famer. Bill will ultimately be a Hall of Famer. I don't slide one question in. I don't see it. I really don't.
Bring out Pablo Torre, like at a WWE style. Ooh, it's Pablo Torre's music. He comes right out, starts hammering him with questions.
I mean, the whole thing is just totally strange.
Of course it is. And then she's been changing her age now, too. That was the other thing Pablo Torre figured out. So she was actually 19 when they met on that plane.
Okay.
And and she's been changing her age to make it seem like she was older. And she was put in the wrong age when she was, I don't know, some UNC intake thing or whatever they were talking about. She put in the wrong age.
She did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of that going on these days.
I'm telling you. Well, yeah, I mean, it's, I just,
people
I'm
people married to their brother, people married to their dad, people, you know, getting, you know, loans different ways. And
getting,
you know,
bones? What?
Loans.
Oh, loans. This is getting bones.
Yeah, you got all sorts of that funny business going on.
I'm super invested because of the Al and Jerry bet, too. Because Al came out, and on a limb, by the way, no one had said this up until this point, and said that Bill Belichick's not going to coach week one for North Carolina. And then Jerry's like, of course he will. And now they made the bet. So Al's going to have to go to, what, a Mets game? Is that what it was?
Mets or Yankees, Jerry's choice.
So he's going to take you to a Yankee game.
If Bill Belichick is coaching.
Correct.
And I believe he will be.
Well, there's a growing sense that he may not.
That's right, Jerry.
And
so who will be the head coach of North Carolina? His son?
Nobody cares at that point. No, probably not his son.
I think there's a lot of, obviously, interest in this whole thing, but I do believe that he's going to end up coaching there this year.
And if Jerry loses the bet, he's got to stay inside of his home and do nothing for an entire day, which is very, very difficult for Jerry.
That would be hard. But how are you going to be able to monitor that? Are you going to have to go and do nothing?
It's a man
with
of his
him?
Word.
Yeah, it's just got to be honor system. He's allowed to scroll Twitter, scroll, you know, he could doom scroll, that sort of thing, but can't go out and do stuff.
Can he drink? Is he allowed to drink?
I'm not sure. We didn't really talk about that.
I would have to say, yeah, I would think.
What I would do in that situation, if I had to, is I would find some sort of combination of something that would make me go to sleep for a very long time to tick off the hours
of
the day.
Yeah, but I'd be like, you actually do nothing. I mean, you're asking him to try to recreate what you do on a daily basis.
Right. Yeah, I'm not drinking.
Right, so he's got to try to live your lifestyle is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, he could have an iPad, get him a dog.
And he likes to watch NCIS, but after like two episodes, he gets antsy and that's it.
So that's Jerry.
Yeah.
And I'm really rooting for a Bill Belichick not coaching week one to see that.
No, see, I'm the other way. I want to see Al have to go navigate either the Bronx or Queens from Jersey.
But I've seen Al. Every time I see Al, he's in a place he doesn't want to be.
And you have to stay the whole game.
Like, I've never seen Al in a place he wants to be.
Right.
I'm used to that.
Every morning when he walks in mad about something.
Right. Like, I've actually never once have I been around Al Dukes in a place he wanted to be. Even in his own apartment, he didn't want to be there because we were there.
Right, because Boomer had his feet up on the couch.
Right. You couldn't make the TV work.
So that's like, that to me is nothing interesting.
Yeah, you got very nervous that night because there was a Ranger game.
Yeah.
Playoffs, yeah.
Yes, and you were having a hard time finding it. I took my shoes off, put my feet up on the couch, laid down, and said, let's go.
And Gio fell asleep.
I did. And yes. I woke up to someone taking a picture of me. I was like,
but we're sitting here trying to snap a picture to put out on X.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.